Yes. Hello and welcome to another episode of Fluff Radio Review.
You're here.
It's time for us to discuss funny things in funny ways, in funny voices.
Sometimes in the funny voices. With a dog breathing heavily in the background.
Yes. Little Maddie, she's out today.
Maddie, who tried to eat my arm. I've got like Maddie marks all over me. One day, these are going to be like in fashion and I'm going to be hot.
Yeah, someday people are going to be like, did Maddie leave those there?
What?
It's like a signature from before she was famous.
Oh, that's going to sound shitty. That's the sound of beer hitting a microphone at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Beer bottle, isn't it 4? Okay, it's literally like 2 minutes to 4.
Have I told you my 4 o'clock tea story?
No.
About my boss? I should stop telling stories about my boss because one of these days my boss is going to wind up on my website. Yes. But he's British and he drinks tea like British people do in often stereotypical movies. And in real life he does too. And one of my coworkers decided she was going to make tea for him. Because she was like, you know, I like tea. I'll brew a kettle of, like, some good tea, and then I'll share it with everybody in the office. That'll be a nice thing to do. Because there's only, like, 5 of us. So she made tea, and she, like, basically... No, she hadn't made the tea yet. You can cut that out. That's boring. So she goes up to him and says, hey, I'm going to make tea. And it was, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he says to her, and this is funny because, like, he jokes around and he has a sense of humor. But he looks at her, like, straight-faced, and he says... A gentleman never has tea before 4. And, like, no joke at all. I guess it's just, like, the rule. So, like, she was like, okay.
Well, you can have cold tea.
Now at 4:01, she goes and gets him his tea. But, like, every day at, like, 3:45, he goes and gets a cup of coffee. So, like, he's still yet to drink the tea that she's made, like, every single day. A gentleman never has tea before 4. I just find that interesting. So, a gentlewoman never has a beer before 4.
Well,
which is not true, because
it's literally 3:56, so I think you're
okay. Oh, that clock says 4:01.
Well, I said it fast so that I'm not late to things.
I did that for a very long time, and then I just kept setting it faster, and then it was like 45 minutes off.
Pretty soon, you're like, I don't even know what time it really is anymore.
I'd lay in bed doing math and be like, I'm going to be late, but I need to... What time is it? Carry the 1 divided by and a 2 and a 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it's fast, but... It just makes me feel better when I am late. And then I'm like, well, I'm not really 10 minutes late. I'm really just 5 minutes late. Yeah. But anyway, last week was Lumberjack Day.
Woo-hoo!
Which was super awesome. We all went to Junior's, which is a famous restaurant in Brooklyn.
It is.
Famous for their cheesecake.
Cheesecakes.
But we did not have any cheesecake.
We didn't.
We had breakfast foods, pancakes.
Which confused Junior's. We didn't warn them. We warned them there was a party of 50 people coming in, but we did not warn them. Most of them would be dressed in flannel.
No, but we did tell them we were going to be having pancakes.
We did.
And because of this, they thought that we were coming at like 7 in the morning. Not 7 at night, but anyway.
Luckily it worked out.
We still had pancakes and it was delicious.
And Junior's was cool.
And one guy even came as a pancake.
Like not like a small like cardboard costume.
Like this I taped a pancake to myself.
A humongous foam pancake with 2 pats of butter.
Literally like 6 foot in diameter.
Yes.
Little cutout for the face.
Yes.
With the little 2 pats of butter right there above your head.
Oh, speaking of office things, wait, but you had a pancake story.
I do have a pancake story. So I was informed after talking about Lumberjack Day with some people that, did you know,
if you make
pancakes and you let them get a little bit stale and then you paint some shellac on them, and you tape, like, a message to it, you can mail that, and the post office has to deliver it. Pancake mail!
What?
Special delivery for Colleen! A pancake!
Really?
Yep. Isn't that amazing? I've been waiting for, like, 2 weeks to tell Colleen this, because I wanted to reveal
it
on the show.
Wait, listen to the sound of this expression. Sounds a lot like me breathing heavy, probably. That's crazy. Oh my god.
Could you imagine? Like,
I want to imagine.
A, the people at the post office being like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then B, the person, if they're not expecting pancake mail, to get. But except for that, it's covered in shellac, so you can't really eat it.
Well, still. Well, yeah, you
but
can.
But it'll, like,
you'll
last.
Just get sick. That's so worth
just
it.
Just a little food.
I eat my normal mail. Come on. How do you get rid of junk mail? You gotta shred it somehow, and I can't afford a shredder.
Junk mail,
junk food. I just shred it
through
my intestines. And poop it out.
So I thought that was an awesome idea.
That's amazing. I actually have been considering, I'm revamping the site, which if you go to the Fluff Radio page itself, like if you go to fluffinbrooklyn.com, it still looks like the old boring thing I made in 2004. But if you go to Fluff Radio, it's halfway there. And it's awesome! And one of the things I was debating putting there is a mailing address so people can send us postcards and bands can send us CDs and people can now send us pancakes. So I'm thinking that I might need to do that. So, yeah. I will have to ask my mother's permission because she's told me not to. And I'll be like, Mom, I live in a big warehouse. There's like actual businesses there. They have their address everywhere. No one's gonna... You guys are gonna all have to pinky swear. You won't come and kill me.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Yeah, I couldn't decide what was worse, like just being stalked or being killed. I think being killed would be better. Being stalked is just kind of annoying.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be stalked, personally.
Really?
Yeah. Because then you live.
Yeah, that is that point. My point. But I know we were talking about office stuff before, and I need to tell this story about this woman in my office. So there's a woman in my office, super, super sweet, and the other day she was, like, decorating, and I wasn't paying attention to her really, but I could see her walking around, hanging things on the wall and things like that, and I was way down the hall, so I came back down. When she was done, and she completely decorated the office for the holidays, like, head to toe, which is, you know, it's cool, and I think everybody has an office person that does that, but, she decorated for Christmas? This was last week.
She just now decorated for Christmas.
Last week.
In October. Wow.
Yeah. There's a countdown on the wall.
She's like, I need the Christmas joy.
There's stockings held on people's doors. There's...
I need it now.
It's so scary. Like, I can't believe we have a Christmas countdown. And I was like, this is so bizarre. And I finally found out for someone that, like, she's actually super religious.
Oh.
And she doesn't believe in Halloween. And that's what they said. They said, well, you know, she loves decorating for the holidays, but she doesn't believe in Halloween because she's really religious. And I was like, oh, okay. And then as I walked away, I was like, wait a minute. Like, what about Thanksgiving? Like,
well, that's not a religious holiday.
I guess not, but like...
That's a historical holiday.
Is Thanksgiving sacrilegious?
No, because you're not... It's not about any kind of religion. It's about giving thanks for living in America.
I guess so. She should have, like, decorated for Columbus Day if she was really religious.
Yeah, well, like Columbus Day and Thanksgiving Day are similar in that regard. They're both political holidays, not religious holidays.
Well, but religious Columbus holidays. Was religious.
Well...
Which is why he didn't die and survived to conquer the horrible, horrible people that were living peacefully here.
I don't think he did he?
I don't know what he did. I just assume he went... I assume he was religious. Didn't he become Pope?
I thought Pope he was Columbus? Killed of, like, mutiny or something. Like, all of his, seamen
he was
revolted against him.
Columbus was murdered by seamen. Maybe that's why he's no longer religious. Yeah, weird. I always call Columbus Day Ponce de Leon Day, and I always think it's really funny when I say it, and then people always tend to, like, think I'm saying that because I don't like Columbus, because I think it is politically incorrect what he did. I mean, and it's weird to have a holiday celebrating this man.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason I'm always like, I'm anti-Columbus, but I'm pro-Ponce de Leon, like, who did the same thing, if not worse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hate Ponce de Leon and Columbus, but Magellan's where it's at!
Leif Erikson.
Oh, shit. That'd be great if, like, there was a whole bunch of people, like, fighting about which explorer should be the one we have a holiday for.
That's what I think is interesting about Columbus, is that, like, he really... Okay, so... technically, nobody discovered the United States because, like, the Native American people were here first, right?
Yeah.
So I guess they did, if they crossed over from Asia during the Ice Age. But what I think is interesting is, first, there was them. There they were. And then, you're having a microphone issue.
My microphone is, like, so very slowly going down. I think it finally stopped. But it was, like, the kind of thing that I thought it was my imagination, or I thought I just, like, was seeing things. Oh, there we are. But then, like, I looked away and looked back, and it was, like, 4 inches lower.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. So first there were the Native Americans,
yes.
And then there was Leif Erikson, and then there was Columbus. So he's not even like the second guy. It's not even like you be like, well, oh well, you know, he discovered it for Europe.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even do that.
Well, if you called it Leif Day, people would get confused and they'd like think that you were celebrating fall.
Or Leif Garrett.
Or Leif Garrett. Or Leif Joaquim Phoenix. Wait, wasn't there a Phoenix? No.
There's a guy named Joaquin Phoenix, but there's no leaf in his name.
Isn't there a Leaf Phoenix? Weren't they all named after
River,
like,
Phoenix?
River Phoenix. They were all named after planets of nature. I can't remember what the term is. Bodies of nature, items of nature. There was River, and then there was Joaquin, which is obviously
the element
of nature. Why did they, I don't know. I thought it was like the Baldwins, only they named them after nature things. As opposed to the Baldwins.
I don't think that River Phoenix and Joaquin Phoenix are related, are they?
I thought so.
I never even thought about that before.
I was pretty sure that...
They don't look anything alike.
Joaquin was the youngest brother.
Joaquin.
I'm saying it's stylized. It's like Jairo versus Kiro. Or as my mother says, Kihiro. No, wait, that sounds more... That actually sounded too Italian.
Gynecological.
Well, she said that to sound Spanish. And every time I'm in a restaurant, I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Should we sound Spanish?
Yeah, I had such a good time. I hung out with my mom last night. They had, this is cool, like, the bodies exhibit in New York. If you aren't in New York, you may not have heard of this. They have this whole exhibit.
Wait. Let's do the first song first, and then you can tell your story after the first song.
Oh, crap, yeah, sorry.
So, the first song, we have a really cool band today. Mm-hmm. They're a metal band from the great 80s tradition.
They're a hair band. They are a hair band. They are a tight pants wearing hair band.
Hair and
I couldn't think of any other
hairspray
adjective
using,
hair
makeup
spray
wearing,
using,
platform shoe
wearing,
walking on. I don't actually know that.
Spittling on.
I don't know that I've ever seen what they look like, but
they dress.
Do they dress
the
up like hair band?
Okay, hair band.
Good.
Yes.
I would be disappointed if they didn't.
I would be too. Like, if you listen to this album, you'll just assume that it was an album.
This could have totally been
made in the 80s.
Yeah.
That you just like somehow missed.
Except for that, it's funnier.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's not.
It's serious, but it's funny a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's serious a little bit.
Or both. So, they are called Children of the Unicorn, and this song is called
Night Shark!
Night shark.
Okay, people, now that you know the power that is Night Shark.
Night Shark!
The only thing is, now I've been saying that whenever I say anything else, I've been like, Bad Dog! And you have dog to do like shark. The rock hands. Yeah, with it, the rock
totally.
Fingers.
The devil.
The devil fingers, horn fingers. Yeah. Totally. I gotta get my metro car out of my pocket. If only I could walk around narrating what I do at all.
Play
times.
My banjo!
That'd see, awesome. Wasn't the same without the devil fingers.
That's the third time you've done that.
Okay, the beer table should be here.
Apparently.
Should not be over there away past the microphone.
Why don't you just hang on to it?
Because it's liquidy.
It's not, warm that way.
It's yeah.
It's going to be a hot circus lap.
Circus boy. The Hefeweizen.
Hot lap.
Circus boy.
Okay, so.
Magic hat.
You're going to tell a story.
I don't remember what it was.
Something about a coworker or something?
Something about the bodies exhibit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys know of this, but it's an exhibit in New York where they've preserved cadavers.
Well, it's not really that they've preserved cadavers so much as that they've plastic-injected cadavers.
Yes.
So what you're looking at is just plastic, but it's basically
the shape of
a plasticized human body.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's really creepy and really weird, and of course, like, I couldn't stop
fascinating
making jokes.
Indeed. Yeah.
And they have a teacher's night, which is cool. And I guess they do, like, a New York State one and a New Jersey one where teachers can go for free. And it's just teachers, so everything is catered to teachers, and they have a little coffee lounge and cookies. So you
does
can
teachers
eat cookies
love coffee,
before you
cookies?
Look at, like, dead
so
body parts.
So then you
parts.
Can toss your cookies.
Yes, so there's the tossing cookie competition. Actually, I did find out something cool about tossing blood.
Like, tossing blood?
Yeah, your artery or your heart is so strong that it could pump blood 30 feet.
Well, yeah.
Dude, don't be... You're like, duh, I do that every other day.
I do it every day. My heart does it every day.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Because you have like thousands of miles of arteries in your body.
If you wanted to be a superhero, there could be, like, somebody, like, running down the street that just mugged somebody. You could be like, hey, stop! Just screwed him. Like, I would, if I got covered in some weird substance that was red, I would stop whatever I was doing. If it happened to be, you know, just finishing a mugging of an old woman, I would stop.
Yeah.
And be like, ew. And during that second, you could yell citizens arrest, and then they would have to lay down on the floor and hold their ankles.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh huh.
Works.
Something exactly.
Like. But I don't remember what I was saying about the bodies exhibit, other than it being awesome.
She started that whole thing and then you can't remember what it was?
No, I can't.
Oh, it's gonna be like that episode where I had like a joke the whole time and we kept putting it off.
Yeah.
I kept forgetting about it and then I told it at the end.
And I was
like this
wait,
joke
that
isn't
was
funny
it?
Anymore because
40 minutes for that joke.
I should have just told it minutes. To begin with.
Yeah, it wasn't very. But it was amazing because I went with my mother and her friends and they were all
oh,
really
yeah, didn't
goofy.
You say?
Yeah, and my mother. I know where I get my klutziness from. We went out for dinner afterwards, and I should say this, but like I still smell really nice, and I could thank my mother for that. I smell like peaches, and my mother made me smell very strongly peaches to the point that no one would sit by me on the train last night.
Because and when you were a baby, when you were in utero, she just
she
ate shitloads of
peaches,
and now
all over
you
her
still
stomach.
Just
yes.
you know.
I emit the yeah. smell of peaches. Most people have BO. I have PO.
Picho.
So basically we were at a restaurant and we were waiting at the bar for our table and they were like, oh, your table's here. And I was like, great. And we had just gotten our drinks. So I had leaned down to get my bag and my mother, who's a spaz, cause that's where I get it from, goes, oh my God. And then I suddenly feel that there's just something running down my cheeks and I'm like leaning down. Like, so my head's like parallel with the ground. I'm just like, what the hell? And it, like, my whole entire head was soaked and my hair was just dripping down my back and dripping into my face as I was still leaning over. And what wound up happening was my mother, for some reason, thought I fell out of my chair. So she went to save me by flailing her arm and throwing a drink so that the cup actually landed like a little hat on the back of my head. A brand new drink of peach martini. And I didn't know what to do. And my mother, who has this reaction anytime she does something that's embarrassing, it's either embarrassing to me, like, she doesn't try to help me. She just starts laughing.
Yeah.
And she's just lost it. And she can't, like, I just got hit with a glass in the head.
Yeah.
And she, like, couldn't handle it. So I had, like, to go clean up. And I had It looked like a bird's nest was glued to the back of my hair because it dried in a big mat.
And I'm sure it was like syrupy and awful.
And like
yeah.
The waitress had no like sympathy. She was just like, "You're an idiot." She just like was like, "No, you don't get more napkins. Go to the bathroom." So I had to go to the bathroom, and it poured down my shirt. And on the train, like I smelled so strong of peach.
I'm sure you were like reeking.
I reeked of peach. It was like the homeless person that like got locked in like Bath and Body Works overnight. I was just like, ah. Don't want to specify me. It was really kind of crazy.
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream. So that was my, this is where I get my spazziness in, which is why I have to put the drink over there and I keep hitting the drink against the microphone stand.
Right.
I get it from my mother, who was telling a story too about like me as a kid. She's like, "This is just like the time when you fell in that rotten pumpkin." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, you probably blocked that out." I guess I was like 2 years old and we were walking through a pumpkin patch and someone was talking and swung their arm and it knocked me back. And I fell backwards and there was a gigantic pumpkin that was larger than I was and it was rotted. And supposedly my entire body fell in and like my arms, legs, and head were like still sticking out. And I was crying and they were all laughing too hard to help me up. So they like took 5 minutes to like help me up because they all had to like walk away. So they like left me. And I actually do vaguely remember standing up and just standing there with like the stringy pumpkin stuff hanging down my arms like a weird pumpkin cape.
Yeah.
And just crying and crying and crying. It's really sad. And she's like, "Yeah, it was just like that time."
Ironically, if that happened to you now, you'd probably love.
I would love it.
That.
And if I ever have kids, dude, I'm gonna leave them in a pumpkin.
You should really add the pumpkin guts to your list of vats you'd like to fall into.
Oh, totally. I like the feel of pumpkin guts.
A lot of people do. Like, I know people. There have been times when I've gone to carve a pumpkin and had like a friend of mine be like, "Can I just do the part where I take out the guts, because I like that part because I love the feel of
it." Makes
the guts, you know, all the like little seeds and stringy things and slime and everything.
Yeah, the
I'm fine
and
with
slime
that.
Are pretty awesome.
I'm not like a huge fan of it, but it is a neat feeling.
Yeah.
Speaking but I felt it before. So gut,
there was a room in the body's thing that was all like the veins that I'm showing you, and it looked so tasty. Like everything looks like candy.
Ew.
And I was really grossed out because I was like, "Oh, cotton candy. Man, I could go for some cotton candy." And then I was like, "Ew, I'm looking at a lung." And I'm like, "Ooh, cotton candy lung. Oh, so good. Looks so amazing." Yeah. So I was walking around and I finally said to someone when I was looking, I was like, "Am I the only one who's getting hungry by this?" And she actually said, "No, I want cotton candy," which made me feel better. If she had said, "Yes, now I am going to report you to authorities."
Yeah.
Hannibal. Citizen's arrest! And I had to lay down and hold my ankles. I don't know why.
Do you have to hold your ankles behind your back or in front of you?
I imagine you do it like a skydiver. Like, if someone says citizen's arrest to you, like, for instance, if I point... Well, I guess you have to point and say, because I can't just be like, citizen's arrest.
You can't be in, like, a crowded room and everybody be like,
everybody
me?
Would lay down, yeah. Like, if you worked at a supermarket and you, like, had control of the, like, loudspeaker, you couldn't be like, "Attention customers, there's a sale on tomatoes in aisle 2 and citizen's arrest!"
Yeah.
And everybody... Actually, that'd be pretty good. But luckily, there's the pointing loophole. But I imagine you lay down, stomach, on
I think
the ground,
you usually have to actually have a reason to make a citizen's
ankles.
Arrest, too.
I guess.
There's some responsibility there.
I guess. Well, you could make up reasons pretty easily in the supermarket. There's so many illegal things that happen in the supermarket. People reading magazines without buying them. People touching fruit without eating it. People... looking at macaroni boxes.
I don't think that touching fruit without eating it is illegal.
I don't know.
A lot of people do sample the produce, though. Like, there'll be, like, a bunch of grapes, and they'll be like, "I'm just gonna eat a grape and see if it's good."
Nah, I don't think I'll buy those.
What?
Yum, yum, chomp, chomp.
I worked at that grocery store.
Be a lot of people laying down in the aisles.
Yeah.
I don't know if the cops actually come and get you. I think you just have to stay in that position until you fall asleep.
So it's like a your feet behind your back thing then.
Yeah. So you lay down on your stomach and you pull your knees like
backwards.
Basically,
yeah,
you bend your knees back and you hold on. You hold your feet against your butt.
Yeah.
And you lay there and think about what you've done. So that's the way it works. And that's why I've never gotten mugged in New York. So
the citizen's arrest.
Knock on everything in the room. Maddie, hold still. Oh, Maddie is holding still.
Now she's sleeping.
She's a sleeper puppy.
She just needs boundaries.
She does. Dance space, your dance space. Now don't scratch my arms.
So, song number 2?
Yeah. Before we go to that, as always, we should give you their website.
Yeah, it's just, it's a MySpace website. And so it's simply myspace.com/ Children of the Unicorn.
Easy, so easy to remember. And you should also know that these fellas are rather humorous on stage. And they have many other bands as well that are connected. For instance, there's a band called Tragedy, which is actually a Bee Gees cover band as well as an ABBA's cover band. That alone isn't very funny, but when you know that they do ABBA and Bee Gees in the style of Night Shark,
yeah,
it's metal versions of them. And they also have... Crap, what was the other one? Oh, the Hair Supply.
Yeah.
Which is a cover of, or covers of Air Supply songs, right, but done as if a hair band.
Yeah.
Who's doing them, though? I guess, you know, Air Supply is...
are kind of.
Yeah.
Never mind. But it's okay. It's a cover band still.
It's a cover band.
I hear there's also a Led Zeppelin.
Oh!
Although I've never heard them or anything.
I bet they'd be good.
Maybe.
They'd be so good. I wish I could form a cover band and we just sing about bed sheets.
That's a mighty limited repertoire.
Well, we're still going to do the Cheesy album.
That's right. The Cheese album, well, there's so many different kinds of cheese.
That's true. There's so many different kinds of bed sheets. We could be like... 300 count Egyptian. They could be like cheap Target, $10.
Red get like room. Sandpaper.
Yeah.
On so my backside. In maroon, but my room isn't complete without you. No, that was terrible. I had it and then I lost it.
It was beautiful.
Song number two by Children of the Unicorn is A Girl Like You.
Totally hot.
Thank you again to Children of the Unicorn.
Make sure you put your air guitars in their cases so they don't get scratched.
In their air cases.
In their air cases.
And again, their website is myspace.com/Children of the Unicorn.
And one of the people in the band you may know about because he's in a ton of shows. He is in a lot of comedian type shows, so you may see him on Comedy Central. And I'm sorry, I will fix my microphone. His name is Dave Hill, and he's got a show called Dave Hill Explosion that's local around New York. And you can see his stuff on DaveHillOnline.com.
Cool.
Yes. .comness. So, Lumberjack Dave I'm going back to it a bit. Okay. I need to talk more about
totally. This. Lumberjack Day was awesome.
Lumberjack Day was awesome.
Why don't you talk about the things that we made? That we made in preparation beards. For... Yeah, beards. Yeah, I have one right
I'm
here.
I'm thinking that I may be outgrowing... Actually, not so much outgrowing my mustache fetish, but growing it larger.
Expanding it.
I'm expanding to fake beards. We made these felt fake beards for a bunch of people to wear, and like... when we first got there, Juniors was really confused because we were all wearing flannel, like almost like 50% of the people dressed up, which is awesome. Because I guess it's pretty easy to dress in a flannel shirt and just be like, no, I'm just wearing a flannel shirt. I'm not in costume.
Yeah.
But or we suspenders. Had a bunch of people to wear the beards. And this one little kid was like trying to figure out why we were wearing the beards.
Yeah.
But was too shy to ask. So I saw him like walking around and trying to get his mother to get.
Was there like some girl by you guys like at the end of the table but at a different table who was, did you give her like a beard or something?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that. I was like, did they know her or is she just some random lady?
It was a random lady. It started with the little kid who was like, oh, my mom says I need to ask you guys what you're doing because I want to know. And I was like, well, and I like explained that, like, well, we're eating pancakes because this is our once a year, all my friends get together and we eat pancakes and we call it Lumberjack Day. And she's like, why do you have a beard? I was like, well, some girls.
Lumberjacks have beards.
You know, when you're born, they have to decide between one or the other sex. And I was like, so they snipped it off, and the little six-year-old kid was like, oh, so you had a penis? No, not really.
I don't really think this is so what you said to this kid with his mother's sitting there.
What I said was, you know, these are fake beards for Lumberjack Day. And I said, you want one? And he said, yes. And then proceeded to attempt to put it on for like the next 10 minutes. Because the beard was bigger than his entire head.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, it was bigger than my head, but like, it was a little like, actually, it was probably more like 5. So this kid is trying to put on the beard and it's covering his eyes. And like,
yeah.
So that family finally leaves and the mother thanks me. And then Junior's attempts to seat 3 other sets of people. I don't even know if you know this. 3 other sets of people went to go in this booth because it was one of those nice round corner booths.
Yeah.
Saw us.
And went like,
saw
no.
Saw the giant pancake. Got the waiter and moved to a different table.
Oh God.
3 sets of people did this.
That's hilarious.
And then finally a group of 3 people sit down and like, they were watching us a lot and, like, obviously, like, finding it funny and laughing and
yeah.
stuff. So I finally, like, went over and I was like, thank you for staying there because I thought Junior's was going to get mad because you were, like, scaring everybody out of the restaurant. And she was like, what's going on? And it was the one girl's birthday.
Oh,
so I, like,
okay.
explained the whole thing to her and he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't know. You should have posted this on New York websites. We would have come. We would have dressed up. And I was like, well, you could still wear a beard. And the one girl's like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I gave it to her. And then this girl proceeded to just wear the beard at a table that wasn't near us. Like, it was close by, but, like, obviously not connected to us.
Yeah.
She was just, like, we were the group of people having a party, and she was just the weirdo on the side, which was awesome.
That is awesome. That takes extra guts.
Yeah, so next year we're going to try to promote it more. And, like, I actually am meaning to write a thank you note to Juniors to be like, thank you for not thinking we're insane and kicking us out.
Yeah.
Yay.
The waiter seemed to be kind of amused, too,
though. The waiter was amused.
Because we were pretty, like, well-behaved people. Like,
yeah.
We weren't really that loud. We weren't messy.
I felt bad, though, because, like, you know.
We ordered a lot.
Juniors has fairly expensive, like, dinner entrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we were ordering.
That restaurant
a lot,
was empty,
like,
though. Like,
that's true.
There wasn't anybody. It's not like people who would have paid for dinners were not seated because we were in the way.
Yeah.
That whole section was empty. Like, it was fine.
It's true. I still want to send them a thank you note. I was thinking about
sending them
a thank you note and a beard. It would be a little weird, but.
That might beep them out.
Really kind of sweet. Really kind of sweet. Maddie, so this is not going to work for airplay at all, but like. Annie taught Maddie how to give high fives,
yeah.
And we had this amazing,
really
like, Kodak moment before where, like, I threw the toy to Maddie, and I was like, Maddie, get! And, like, Maddie caught it in air, and I was like, oh my god, high five! And Maddie came over and gave me a high five.
It was perfect.
And, like, it was really, it was sweet, but also kind of weird.
See, she's...
It's like when robots get too intelligent. Maddie's gonna overthrow us.
She's smart.
She's getting too smart.
She's not a dumb dog.
She's smart, Maddie.
She's a little headstrong. I'm a little excitable, but she's not dumb.
64 times 64. Oh, yeah. You're right.
I can't even answer that.
It's, 165?
I think it would be 1,600 something, right?
64 plus, I don't know. I hung out with all math teachers last night. You'd think I would. It would have. That's what my mother, she's a math teacher, and all her friends are little math teachers.
No, it would be like 64 times 64.
Yeah. It was something that ends with 6.
It would be like 3,600.
And 6.
You know, when we were at Lumberjack Day, The interesting thing about the beards, and what was funny too, like a couple days later, I had the beard with me and I let Evan try it on. And he put it on, and I thought he was being funny. He put the like beard, the like mustache part over his nose. And then he had me like take his picture, then he looked at the picture and he was like, that doesn't look right. And I was like, the mustache part is over your nose. And he's like, oh, I thought it went like that. And I was like, why would you think that? I thought you were kidding. Like, I thought you were being silly by putting it that way. But no. And so then he pulled it down. He's like, oh, that's much better.
If you catch Evan really early in the morning, you might catch him shaving his nose.
Maybe. He's hairy enough. I would believe it.
He's a hairy boy.
Anyway, I was going to say, though, that we had, like, the beards were all, like, maybe, like, almost a foot in length. And the interesting thing was that, like, everybody kind of looked like a Hasidic Jew wearing them or something.
Yeah.
But I think the funniest one was Marianne, who really is Jewish, totally looked like a rabbi or something.
Two long curls right by her ears.
That too. I mean, it was like, it was so funny because she was like, but then she had like my piano key suspenders on and she was like, I'm the jazzy gay rabbi lumberjack. And I was I know. Axe maker, make me an axe. Grind me, grind, grind.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Sylvester Shalom. Shalom.
So, I think it's time to say goodbye. So thank you to Children of the Unicorn.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
U-N-I.
Wait.
C-O-R-N. Unicorn. Of the children. Doesn't make sense.
Children, because it's had sex. I don't know.
So, this is Annie Sanders saying, be sure to put your air guitar in a safe,
airtight
chamber. Nothing well ventilated. You don't want it to blow away.
If you put it in an air-filled chamber, it'll just keep playing itself.
Yeah, I know.
So hard to sleep.
So irritating. Hard to sleep.
And this is Colleen A. Fenimore saying, citizens arrest! Everybody down!
Ow!
We're so sorry to see you.